Rowe Auto Group Westbrook Auburn Studios. It's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
It is 9:08. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget, our McVetty's Hearth and Home text line is 207-409-6172. You can find out more at StovesOfMaine.com. The Dovester is in the house, Dove Sachs, Independence Law, Maine. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
Always good to see you.
Yeah, it's wild times in the old town, I think is what they would say.
There's David.
Wild times. It's just so crazy, too. Just so crazy what's all going on here. Dove, let me ask you. I know you pay attention to a lot of stuff. Did you catch the hearings yesterday with RFK?
I caught some clips. Fascinating stuff. RFK is going to get through. Folks don't understand potentially. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think... Trump recognizes this is huge on multiple levels in terms of legacy, making the country healthier, in terms of rectifying the wrongs against the Kennedy family and what RFK Jr. represents and taking on pharma back from, taking the country back from pharma in many ways is something that needs to happen. Not that pharma doesn't have a role in our country, but its tentacles have spread too deeply into the substance of health. You know, obviously their money comes from sickness, and that's baked into the model that currently exists, and RFK challenges that. So,
well, Elizabeth Warren took $5.2 million from Big Pharma to run for United States Senate and then acts like she's some saint, Lily White. There's nothing Lily White about that particular individual.
It's funny, politically, and this happened with Hegseth, and it happened yesterday. You know, I realized because the Democrats have absolutely nothing to say and sell anymore, and their policies are just so brutal, they've realized that, like, they don't want to talk. And that's why they have no leaders. They literally try to just avoid talking. We see that in Maine.
Yeah.
Do we even have a governor, right? Like, I just don't see her, hear from her. It's just an invisibility strategy. Think about it. Biden did the same thing for 4 years, just wasn't there. And then, but occasionally they're forced to speak, like when they have to cross-examine a nominee and they have 5 minutes that they have to fill, and then they are forced to kind of try to figure out what the heck to say, and they think they're making good points. They get fired up, and it just comes off as shrill, irrelevant, distortive, petty, vindictive, holier-than-thou, and it's like, then the person's just going to sail through. And that's what happened with Hegseth. It's happening with all of them. They have their little moment, and it's embarrassing. They have no self-awareness. The American people now see it, and it's happening.
I hope you're right. RFK is a little different case in that, as a Kennedy, as a Democrat, he gave a lot of Democrats license. They look at it that way. I don't, but they do. To vote Republican, and that's frightening. That's frightening beyond measure to Democrats. Dave Whitney is here. He is the Maine Republican National Committee man. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank
you. Are you watching these hearings?
Oh, yeah. Glued to it yesterday.
What do you think, Dave?
Just crazy.
I definitely hope that RFK gets through. I think there's a lot of pressure. I'm not sure we quite understand the influence that pharma has and big ag.
They have war rooms right now.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, of course they do.
And all they wanted to do was focus on vaccines, but it's so much more. It's about the food. You know, I loved when a Republican asked him about conspiracy theories, and he said, "Well, they all come true." And he said about fluoride. Too much fluoride, it lowers your IQ. It was proven. There's studies that just came out.
Yeah.
And, but you know, when it comes to food, you probably know that. You know, you go into restaurants and they have gluten-free options now. There's a lot of people with gluten intolerance, and myself included, my wife, my son. And what's interesting is when we traveled to Spain this summer, we could actually eat the bread in Spain. And I know the difference. I know the symptoms.
Yeah. We're not going to ask any follow-ups.
Like, I know what it
is. But, I mean, it's true, though. If you look at it in Europe, people say it all the time, you know. And even like with sourdough, my daughter-in-law Bailey and a couple of her kids, my grandchildren, are gluten intolerant. But with sourdough bread, because of the way it's made, they can eat that and be okay. We don't look at this stuff. We just accept stuff. I don't know when Americans became people that just accept stuff. And part of the reason that I support Donald Trump so much is that he's a disruptor. RFK is a disruptor. Pete Hegseth is a disruptor.
It's 1,000 ingredients that are not allowed in Europe that are allowed in our food.
Yeah, it's just absolutely insane.
Well, why are they not allowed in Europe? Can we hear why? And then I'm sure there's a good reason.
Well, and think about red dye number 3. You know, he's been talking about this forever. And suddenly, right before he goes to his confirmation hearing, what was that, right before the inauguration, they decide to ban it in food. They ban it in cosmetics, 20 years ago? The whole thing is just bizarre. Here's the thing, and this is what everybody in the country needs to understand. The people that are so vicious, like Elizabeth Warren, like Jean Shaheen, like Maisie Hirono, and who was the other woman yesterday that was just off her rocker, they're trying to defend the status quo because the status quo was good for them. But the status quo is not good for us.
The politics of it, though, I think ultimately are that it's the Kennedy name going from Democrat to Republican is such a gift to the Republican Party that they're going to realize that it's politically very, very silly to not support RFK coming into the Republican Party.
This is very dangerous for the Democrats. If he gets confirmed and then is able to do what he's talked about doing for decades now, it's going to be a game changer for this country. And you're going to see even more Democrats, these Kennedy Democrats that do still exist, they are going to migrate because the Democratic Party itself offers nothing to America right now. They have no identity. They have no ideas that advance the cause of the country. And this is a game changer. I've been studying the Kennedy family for a very, very long time. Jack was killed when I was almost 2 years old, and whether I remember it or whether I don't, what happened in my family when that happened is so vivid in my mind from the stories. So I was always interested in Kennedy. And if this all happens, has there been announced Republican opposition to him yet?
I haven't heard of anyone.
Yeah, I haven't heard. I mean, there are people that have questions. By the way, they should have questions. He's being nominated to be the Secretary of Health and Human Services. They should have questions.
What are we really? We're talking about Murkowski. She's probably a no. Because she's basically, she's
I don't know. Did she say that though?
She's just been doing a lot of weird things.
Yeah. Well, she.
Then there's McConnell, who's on his way out and just wants to be annoying. So that's two. And then Collins, I think she's going to be a no vote because she's going to know that RFK is going to get through with the JD tiebreaker like Hegseth. And the reality in Maine is that the healthcare industry and big pharma is extremely powerful here. Why?
But I don't know that for sure because Tillis in North Carolina, who had wobbled on Hegseth, he came around.
Yep.
But behind the scenes, they're saying he's really wobbling on RFK.
That's what they were saying about Hegseth.
No, but I mean much worse though. Much worse.
But Trump will get that done.
I hope you're right about that because if he goes down, this will be bad for the country. This isn't bad for Trump. This isn't bad for any of that. It's just bad for the country because he's going to be a bulldog on this. Like Trump, he's an older man who's spent his life doing certain things. RFK's life has been spent over the last 20-some-odd years since he got sober fighting these fights. And they need to be exposed.
I think it's very important for the Republicans for RFK to be nominated. And here's why.
Confirmed.
And here's why. It's the group of MAHA that swung over very reluctantly.
Right.
They didn't trust Trump.
Mm.
There was a potential alliance.
Don't we know it?
In 2016, and Trump didn't follow through, and the MAHA movement is majority Democrat. There are Republicans.
You think so?
I think former Democrat. Kind of independent, agnostic politics.
They were Democrats.
Formerly Democrats.
Well, I think a lot of them are daddy Democrats. Daddy was a Democrat, so I am, but it's not really what they believe. We have a bunch of those Republicans in Maine. They are Republicans because daddy was, but when you watch them and govern advocate, they're daddy Democrats.
When you have health issues that affect you, it changes you completely.
Sure. Right.
And so the bulb comes on, like gluten. Like, I didn't know anything about gluten until I did.
I know this from my family. Anyone who's had, you know, difficult health stuff in their family has had to go off the beaten path and realize the obstacles and the lack of availability.
You don't know until you know, and then you don't. Then you look at your friends that also don't know, and you're like, you don't know.
Then you really respect RFK.
So the MAHA movement is a unique coalition, and it is extremely important for the Republicans to put him in that position and give him a chance in order to save the Republicans' mandate. You take RFK out. I don't think that the Republicans that are questioning RFK really understand the importance of MAHA.
They're going to lose the most passionate.
Hang on one second.
Players.
I just want to make sure everybody knows MAHA is Make America Healthy Again. Not everybody knows that. I want to make sure they knew that.
Correct.
So it's, you know, I think one dynamic we haven't discussed yet is the power that Donald Trump has right now. It's a lot more power than he ever had in his first term. It's the kind of power that is causing world leaders to crumble the day after he engages them on social media. It's happening in Colombia right now. The dude who bowed up and then buckled quickly is now about to lose power. Trudeau lost power. We're talking about an immense, you know, unicorn political force that knows and loves the Kennedy name and the legacy of Americana. This is happening. And anyone who gets in the way of it is going to have a frank conversation with Donald J. Trump. And we'll see in shortly, but I'll be shocked if Robert Kennedy isn't confirmed.
You know, the thing is...
I think you could be right. It could be 51-50 again. But I haven't heard announced opposition. We heard announced opposition from Hegseth from the beginning. So I don't know. Maybe Republicans are recognizing this moment. Maybe.
I hope so. I mean, something's got to change. We talk about the status quo. And here's just a few off the top of my head numbers that, you know, in the 60s, 3% of people were obese.
Right.
Today, 70% of people are obese. Over 70% of today's kids don't qualify for military service. Childhood diabetes has grown exponentially. Now, not to go down the autism hole, but the fact of the matter is we can't say what caused it. It has to be. I have suspicions. But we have to face it, and we're not. It was 1 in 10,000 in the '70s. Today, it's 1 in 30.
Well, the controversy is
part
about,
of it is.
The controversy is about, you know, is it vaccine or not? But the bigger question is, well, what is it?
But the point is this, and let me just finish. Heart disease has exploded. Cancers have exploded. Autoimmune diseases have exploded. Our life expectancy in the United States is far below our other.
10 years higher in Japan.
Yeah.
10 years higher.
Yeah, yeah. And this has all happened under the status quo of our health food systems. And it's time to take a fresh look. Give the guy a chance.
I agree.
And save the Republican Party. And we dominate. The Republican Party has taken over. The Democrats don't know what to do.
No, I mean, if the Democrats were smart, I shouldn't say smart, if they could break through their cognitive dissonance... Instead of keep on doubling down on whatever inanity is pivoting off of their hatred of Trump and just take a fresh look at things and the world and the people around them. They're not surrounded by a bunch of Klansmen. You know, that would be the country that MSNBC is discussing. But you look around and you talk to people, it's not that right. at all. But if they could break through that, they would just join the common sense phenomenon that's happening. That isn't even Republican, really. It's a unicorn phenomenon where Trump is, you know, as manifesting in a cabinet with a Tulsi and an RFK, broadening the tent around common sense, around success, and he's not articulating criticism and the vitriol like he used to. He's taking a much more diplomatic.
The bullet changed him. There's just no doubt about it. But you know, for me, the hard part of all this is, there was a time in this country where Americans questioned everything. Mm. And the generation that is sitting in front of us mm-hmm. in the United States Senate were the generation that said, don't trust anyone over 30. Janet Mills, don't trust anyone over 30. Fight the man. Mm-hmm. Janet Mills is the man now. Mm-hmm. All these people down there are the man. And what they're doing is standing up for the things that have harmed us. I don't know what the answer is. I'm not a scientist, nor am I a medical doctor. But my wife has proffered for a long time. So the crap that we've allowed to be put into our food has to be harming our children, and then those children become adults. We're seeing much more mental illness here. What is the catalyst for that? I always ask the question, do we know more about it so it seems more prevalent, or is it actually prevalent? We know with childhood diabetes, you brought up there, and one of the things I'm hoping Senator Collins looks at, because she has been a warrior on juvenile diabetes, and RFK wants to fight that. I'm hoping they can find some commonality there. But those are the things that we've got to be looking in here. Autism. Is there more autism, or do we know more about it now so that we recognize it?
It's grown too much.
That's the question.
Back in the 80s and 70s, we didn't see adults in diapers, okay?
Didn't see pediatric cancer either if you went back to the 50s. Right, yeah. Sure. I mean, you did, but it was a very rare phenomenon.
Right.
Now you have wings that are just filled.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Yeah. And so, it's so everything. What we've got to ask ourselves is, why has there been a dramatic shift here? Why did we go from a very low percentage of obesity to 70% of Americans being overweight? There are reasons for that. And the people that profit from it have contributed to this. And I believe that. I can't prove it because I'm not a scientist or a medical doctor. But at the end of the day, I'm not stupid either.
The way the Democrat Party treated RFK, son of RFK and nephew of John F. Kennedy, so disgusting.
Oh, I know.
And appalling and just shameful.
Well, they got their marching order from Caroline. If you saw the video that Caroline Kennedy did about her cousin, she said some of the most despicable things you wouldn't have said about Adolf Hitler.
No.
I mean, predator. She called the man
a
predator.
But it's of a piece of the Democrat Party out of their derangement around Trump, losing their soul in the form of, you know, manifesting in the way they attack a Kennedy, RFK Jr., with all the Kennedys have done for them over the years. But even more than that, it's just, you know, what did Democrats used to stand for relative to Republicans? They were more anti-war. Well, totally lost that, right?
Oh, yeah.
They were more pro-working class. Totally lost that. The working class is now much better served by Trump and his policies. For example, no tax on tips and a million other things that are going to happen with jobs. And then civil liberties and free speech. That used to be the Democrats' terrain, you know, and now it's obviously the Republicans' terrain. So You lose your core principles because you base everything on hating one man, and then that man happens to be really great on the substance, and then all of a sudden you're just going 180 from him, and now you're by definition going to stink. And we gave him the keys for 4 years, and they almost sank the ship. So just say thank you, and let one of the great leaders of our time, of any time, do his thing.
Yeah, I'm absolutely convinced that it was a blessing in disguise. We certainly didn't know him. We suffered through it, that Trump didn't win in 2020.
Yeah.
I think today
he is
able to do things that he may not have been able to do in his second term. He's certainly much more powerful. His approval by the broad American people is the highest that it's ever been. You know,
the negatives.
His disapproval is much lower than it's ever been. because I think people feel like we got a taste of 4 years of what we don't want.
The Quinnipiac polling came out yesterday on just the favorable unfavorables on the two parties. I think the Republicans were just about even, kind of like high end of good, you know.
47-47.
Yeah, but the Dems were minus 26.
Yeah.
Minus 26, 26 more unfavorable. It's totally unprecedented. The real question is the Democratic Party going to survive? And here in Maine, where they're not going to have a clue that there's this new reality, just kind of doubling down like they always do, and all the federal Democratic power brokers that are out of power are going to find all the Democrat-controlled states like Maine and do their thing. And so it's very high stakes for the people of Maine and for us to figure this out and not be guinea pigs to a psychological derangement.
Janet Mills, the governor of Maine, proved how obtuse she actually is to what's happening in the country and what's going to happen in Maine by the budget she proposed.
Ugh.
She is literally taxing sick people. 70 cents for prescriptions, 6% of ambulance ride for private ambulances, ambulance service, which are going broke. If you look at the statistics all over the country, private ambulance services are going bankrupt all over the country. What does Janet Mills do? You know, you have a heart attack, you fall and break your hip, you're in a car accident. She wants a cut of your ride to the hospital. This is mind-blowingly sickness here. And, you know, people didn't realize what was happening with the paid family medical leave tax.
12 new taxes.
Republicans did not do a good job in this last election making sure that people understood what was about to happen to them in law on January 1. But this is inescapable, what's happening here. I have heard from people that I have been shocked by in this state who are starting to wake up to everything. It's just been absolutely believable. So,
12 new taxes.
We have some surprise guests coming in.
Who do we have?
I can't tell you.
Surprise, right?
It wouldn't be a surprise if I told you, would it?
I want to talk about Maine GOP for a sec.
Yeah, we got to run, unfortunately, but we will be able to talk about it when they're here. Well, sort of. It's all goodness. Everything's good. We'll be right back. It's 928. At Community Pharmacy, we are Maine's largest Maine-owned and Maine-operated pharmacy. With 8 convenient locations and 70 trusted employees that live in your community, you can count